posture when digesting some rather startling possibilities. He knew that he was looking at a being much greater than the one he had led out of Menzo Berenzon only a short while before. Methyl L. Vittenvelp had infused Quenthal with so many of the memories of matron mother Evan L. Bayenry, with their dead mother's understanding of Lolth, and, it would seem, with more than a little of their dead mother's personality as well. He had known this would be a possibility. Bringing Quenthal out to receive the collected insights of an Illithid had been an exercise to fortify her in this time of Lady Lolth's need. She was the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon, and so ruled supreme in the city. But in truth, all who knew the inner workings of House Bayenry understood that Gromph, the eldest, the most veteran, the most wizened, had been working his will behind the scenes. It had always been a risk that taking Quenthal to Methyl would empower her enough to change that dynamic.
"The gods are in turmoil. So said Mistress Minolan Fay," he answered, lowering his hands, though surely not lowering his gaze. "The realignment is well underway in many different corners."
"The Spider Queen has bigger concerns."
"Why are you asking me, and not her? You are the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon."
"Do not deign to tell me who I am or how I am to act," Matron Mother Quenthal replied. "I would not bother Lolth for answers that others can provide, nor trouble her handmaidens in unweaving the web that I might learn what others in my city already know."
"Do you think personal pettiness is above the gods?" Gromph asked bluntly.
Then came a smile, surprising him. A wry and knowing grin, an evil one that the elder boy of House Bayenry knew well, though he had not seen it in well over a century.
"And the insolent rogue remains inconsequential," Matron Mother Quenthal reasoned. "A thorn to be used against a rival goddess, turned to the glorious darkness for no practical reason than to pain the witch Mialiki."
"Or turned into failure yet again for the Spider Queen, and thus the scream of pain you heard that began your most recent journey."
"In heart and soul, the rogue Doe Erden betrayed Lady Lolth yet again."
"As when the rogue Doe Erden killed you," Gromph thought, but did not say,
though he might as well have said it, he realized, for his grin had surely betrayed the notion.
"Mialiki won that minor battle for the heart of Drizzt Do'Urden."
Gromph nodded as he spoke, looking away from his sister. Indeed, he was looking into the past, trying to figure out how his mother might have handled such news. How might Quenthal ultimately weigh against that standard, he wondered.
"Shall I go and exterminate the rogue Do'Urden?" the Archmage asked.
Matron Mother Quenthal fixed him with an incredulous, almost pitying stare, and Gromph had his answer. The Mind Flayer had given her so much, for of course, that was the correct answer, the answer Gromph would have given, the answer Evenel would have given, the answer Lolth needed from Matron Mother Quenthal of the City of Spiders. Possessed of this information regarding the source of Lady Lolth's scream before her encounter with the Illithid, petty Quenthal would have already sent Gromph and a dozen other assassins on their way to exterminate the puny rogue of House Do'Urden. A useless endeavor that would reap nothing but a momentary flash of vengeful joy, soon to be lost in the knowledge that the rogue was then with his goddess, and that goddess was not Lolth, and that Lolth was not sated. And then, with such a simple matter of the finality of death, the goddess could never be.
"To take with a sword is easy," Matron Mother Quenthal stated. "To take with the heart is desirable."
"And yet the goddess could not take his heart."
Quenthal smiled again. No, Gromph couldn't think of her as Quenthal any longer, he realized. Matron Mother Quenthal smiled again, an awful, wicked, delicious, inspiring smile.
"What we cannot take, we break.
Matron Mother Quenthel quietly observed. Yes, Gromph knew. He had relegated himself to subservient status once more than official rank. All of the years he had nurtured Minolin Fay, his student in the ways of intrigue, his puppet in his plans of dominion over his pathetic sister, his lover. All of that would likely unwind now that Quenthel had looked so intimately into the mind of Ivanel. Ivanel the Eternal, he thought, remembering the moniker he had often heard attached to his powerful mother, one that had seemed a cruel joke when the axe of the Dwarf King had so sundered Ivanel's withered old skull. But perhaps that moniker had been more than a passing reference after all. Perhaps, through Methil's waggling tentacles, Eternal remained a fitting description. And Gromph had just given that eternal insight to his sister, as Lady Loth had demanded of him. So be it.
Tomorrow is the festival of the founding,
Matron Mother Quenthel said. Gromph stared at her incredulously, but only at first, only until he reminded himself that this was not merely Quenthel seated across from him. Then his look turned to suspicion. After all, when had House Bayenri observed the festival in any but the most cursory and even cynical way? The 20th of Chess, the third month, was heralded as the anniversary of Menzo Baranzon's founding, and on that day, the collective defensive crouch of the city relaxed into a profound communal sigh. House gates were less guarded, indeed even opened for passers-by, for Loth was known, occasionally, to appear in some avatar form in the city, and a blessing it was upon the whole of the city in that case. To House Bayenri, so much closer to the goddess, and with so much more to lose by letting down its guard, the Festival of the Founding had, in the days of Ivanel, the Sable Years they were called in Menzo Baranzon, been a mere formality, rarely mentioned, lightly observed, and used by the house, through Bregendierf's spies typically, to gain information on the defenses and weaknesses of those other noble houses.
Matron Beerton Fay has extended.
Matron Mother Quenthel paused and gave a wicked little laugh, then corrected.
Matron Beerton will extend a most gracious invitation for us to dine in her worthy home. And we will accept, of course, as the founding requires.